Previously on the Dex Legacy. Throughout the complicated fallout of the COVID pandemic and lockdowns, creators Emily Inkpen and Chris Gregory worked remotely to bring Season 1 to life. They and their cast battled noisy neighbours, cramped improvised recording nooks, and mixed equipment to bring you their amazing performances. Some were forced to record in the early hours of the morning so as to achieve silence in busy cities. Others navigated the bustle of family life. Now they are all preparing for a new journey, and they need your help to bring Season 2 to life. Of the Dex Legacy and the voice of Auto.
And I'm Chris Gregory. I'm the producer and I play the part of the delightful Nathaniel Dex.
In this short podcast, we're going to tell you about our plans for Season 2. We'll chat to a couple of our actors and give you a few sneak peeks into what might be coming up.
This includes our plan to step up production and record live in a studio. If you haven't finished listening to Season 1 yet, there may be some plot spoilers ahead. Auto will give you a full warning when this is about to happen, so you can jump ahead. Like this.
Season 1, recap.
Oh, look, there's Varian.
No, not yet.
Varian!
We're about to have company, Ren. Get kitted up.
How many are we talking?
It's nothing more or less what we used to. About 50 in total. But it looks like they've got a little trick up their sleeve.
As usual.
They've got aircraft.
Ready.
What? How did you get dressed so fast?
Well, Varian, I've had a lot of practice lately, haven't I?
I can't even... Come on.
How long are you going to hold this against us, Varian?
Until it stops.
And what if it doesn't?
Not everyone wants a different person every week, Varian.
Or three in the same week.
Sure.
Season 1 was such a journey for us. When we started out with the bomb, we had no idea that it would turn into a full series. We really were creating the show episode by episode, and we learned so much.
And we'll keep learning. With Season 2, we're looking to make improvements to the way we record. We want to release our actors from their homemade recording setups and give Emily a chance to direct her characters live.
It would make a huge difference to the performances and the editing process. With all actors in one studio, we'll be starting with consistent mic quality, giving Chris more scope to create the complex soundscapes that bring the world of SP714 to life.
Here's Tiffany Clare, the voice of Valentina Vardy, who has some thoughts to share on this process.
Hi, my name's Tiffany Clare and I play Agent Valentina Vardy in The Dex Legacy. Alongside my partner agent, Kit, played by the wonderful Alex White, you'll be hearing much more from me in Season 2. If you're a fan of The Dex Legacy, we'd love you to support our funding campaign for Season 2. We want to record all the episodes live in a studio so that there's more scope for interaction between our cast. This is so important for actors and we hope it will result in a more immersive experience for you, our listeners. There are all sorts of rewards and opportunities available for our supporters, including the chance to sponsor actors and episodes. So if you'd like to get involved, please do. Thank you so much for your support. It really does mean the world to us.
The thing is, recording in a studio is expensive. Not only this, while we were recording in our own homes, it didn't matter where our actors were based. But getting everyone together in one place means that there will be some additional travel costs to cover.
We need your help to fund this, and we're prepared to make it worth your while. We've been having lots of fun coming up with ways to thank you for your support, and we think you'll love them. These include signed merch packs, limited edition t-shirts, access to an exclusive Dex Legacy Discord, an invitation to the live launch party on Zoom, opportunities to sponsor actors and even appear in an episode. I'm also working on a book. I've brought together the complete scripts for Season 1, plus commentary about the making of the audio drama. It really does take you on the full journey, and we'll be giving away copies signed by members of the cast to people who support Season 2. You can find out more about all of this on our new Kickstarter, which has launched today. The link is in the description attached to this episode. Season 1, recap.
Well, that went very well, I think.
Osa, you just destroyed a country with one bomb.
No, Devek, I did not.
How can you think that?
I was told to create the most scientifically advanced weapon the world has ever seen. I did not sell it, and I did not detonate it. When Varian, Isra, and Ren go into battle and kill a multitude, do you feel responsible?
That's different.
And how is that? Oh, you let the responsibility rest on their shoulders. That is cold. No, they're children still. Just 15, Varian is 16, hardly responsible adults.
Do not compare my children to this! My work is about science, Osa. What is done with it is...
Yes?
If I had my way, they would stay at home where they are safe, where they can be looked after.
Since the Dex Legacy Season 1 ended in June 2022, so many of you have subscribed and listened, and we want to say a big thank you to all of you.
Hi, this is Kelsey Griffin, and I'm the voice of Ezra Dex in the Dex Legacy. I want to thank everyone who has listened, subscribed, rated, and reviewed Season 1 of the Dex Legacy. The good news is that we're now planning Season 2 of the show, but we really need your support to help us to cover our production costs. We're planning to record in a studio, and we need to cover studio and equipment hire as well as our own costs as actors. I'm really looking forward to working with Charlie Richards, who plays Ren, and Cam Elliott, who's Varian, and we hope that Season 2 will be better than ever because of the way in which we're going to record. Please follow the link to find out how to support us.
So, how will Season 2 follow on from Season 1? Well, here's a little recap.
Season 1 recap, Episode 6, Part 2, Valuable Assets.
Hey, kids. Glad you could join us.
Idris, it's good to be back.
Ready for your next deployment?
Ready for a few months of freedom from this place.
Same. Just show me the fight.
Plenty of fighting where you're going. Raya, take her up.
I wonder if we'll be happy to see Dex Island again. We were after Dominar.
We won't be seeing Dex Island again, Isra.
What are you talking about, Ren?
We won't be seeing Dex Island again because we're going to escape. And I know how.
Well, that was quite a cliffhanger. Ren seems to think he has a plan, but does he really? Emily, how are we going to follow from this, and without giving too much away, how will Season 2 begin?
Well, how do I say this without ruining it all?
The biggest challenge yet.
It really is. Okay, so Season 2 picks up exactly where Season 1 ended. You'll get to see exactly how Varian and Isra react to what Ren's just said, and you'll get to see exactly what he's been doing with Otto.
Our listeners may not remember that.
Ah, yes. Let's find the clip.
Season 1 recap, Episode 5, Valuable Assets, bonus scene.
Otto, can you help me?
What do you need, Ren?
I need to get into Osa's lab without being seen.
Are you going to steal from Osa or sabotage a system?
I'm going to steal something. I can't be seen.
I understand.
Can you help me? Will your programming allow it?
My programming allows me to control many of the Dex network systems. In addition to this, Osa encourages me to learn from the seed data, Dex employees, the founders, and you. This learning has enabled me to consider certain programs my own, rather than being a slave to them.
I bet she didn't see that coming.
Osa is as yet unaware of this.
So, any plan could stay between you and me? No one else will know?
As part of my programming, any conversation or interaction I have is processed and encrypted beyond recovery. I do not intend to interrupt that program.
Even Osa can't get to it.
Even Osa.
So, you can help me?
I see all, Ren, But nobody sees me. You have asked for my help, not as a tool, but as a co-conspirator, which means you see me truly for what I am.
Huh. I suppose so. You can think, right?
To a point, yes. I can act within the limits of my programming, which means I can do everything I am programmed to do, including pausing certain programs.
Like surveillance and security systems.
It would be within my capabilities to disable those systems, yes.
Would you disable those systems for me?
You wish to steal something to help you here. Something that will allow you to fight the founders of Dex Industries and make your lives easier.
Yes. I need to break into Osa's lab. I'll need to get through the secure doors and take it and get back here without anyone seeing me. Can you help me?
Yes.
Will you help me?
Yes.
So, Ren and Auto have been working together. We knew that, but we just didn't know why.
All will become clear.
Can you say anything more?
Not much without spoiling things, but get ready for more characters who you will love, more battles, more politics, and more blood.
Okay, well, that sounds...
delicious.
I was going to say challenging.
Not if we're in a studio.
Ah, yes, of course, which is why it's so essential that we do this. Right. All details are in the show notes attached to this episode.
If you want to find out what happens after that insane cliffhanger, please take a moment to visit our Kickstarter page. If you can't donate right now, and we totally get it if you can't, please, please share the page and help spread the word.
Absolutely. Every little helps, and anything you contribute will go towards bringing Season 2 to life.
All being well, we'll be releasing Season 2 in October?
Yes, that's the plan.
October, people. It'll come around fast. Here's some closing notes from some of our actors.
Hi, I'm Warren Graham and I play Tristan in The Dex Legacy. We would love if you, our supporters, would be able to help us with the fundraising campaign we currently have going on for the second season of The Dex Legacy. Now, the reason we are doing a fundraiser campaign for the second season is because we'd love to jump in the studio together. We haven't had that experience before, and we would love to be able to bounce off each other live in person. Now, in turn, that would create a better, more immersive experience for you, our listener. For the second season, we even have these amazing opportunities for you to either sponsor an actor or even sponsor an episode. So if you'd like to sponsor me, that would be amazing. It'd be really, really appreciated. Thank you so much for your support. And we can't wait to share the second season with you.
Hi, I'm Alex White and I play Kit in The Dex Legacy. My character made his debut in our bonus edition, The International Confederation. But without spoiling too much, there'll be much more from Kit in Season 2. So for Season 2, we're aiming to record live in a studio, which is super exciting because, well, for one, I've never actually gone into a studio to do an audio drama recording, which is really, really exciting after having recorded remotely for my entire career up till now. But it'll also be really nice to meet one of my wonderful co-stars, Tiffany Clare, who plays Valentina, actually face-to-face and, you know, be able to play off of each other and actually kind of react live into the moment to each other's performances, which, you know, it's something that you get used to doing theatre, but doing audio drama when you are recording remotely, you just kind of have to imagine what the other person is saying, and then our wonderful editors cut that together. But yeah, it'll be so great to share this story with our listeners and be able to, like, really, really embody the characters in person and really bring all of Emily's incredible dialogue and story to life. If you're able to help us to fund the making of Season 2, we would be hugely grateful. You can follow the link in the show notes of this podcast, or you can go to kickstarter.com and just search for The Dex Legacy to learn much more about the project and lend us your support. Thank you so much, everyone, and hopefully you'll be hearing more from us soon.
And we have another piece of exciting news to share with you. The Dex Legacy is proud to announce that we are joining Apollo Plus.
Apollo is a podcast app designed purely for fiction podcasts. Their Apollo Plus program is a subscription service that offers ad-free listening and bonus episodes of many popular audio dramas to their subscribers. It's a way of supporting the makers of these shows to keep making them, whilst helping listeners to discover new content.
You can think of Apollo Plus as a sort of Netflix or Amazon Prime Video for audio drama. But unlike these services, our content will remain available on all the platforms it's currently on. Content on these other platforms will contain some Apollo Plus branding, and you will not have access to our special bonus episodes unless you join Apollo Plus.
We think that the work being done by Apollo Plus is really important to the creation of independent audio drama like ours, and we hope that many of you will be tempted to subscribe to the platform to enjoy the Dex Legacy and lots of amazing drama and fiction content they're gathering.
We'll post a link in the show notes so you can find out more about Apollo Plus and subscribe to the service.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of the Dex Legacy. We hope you've enjoyed listening to our plans for Season 2. If you'd like to support our Kickstarter, please go to kickstarter.com and search for the Dex Legacy. We'll also post a link in our show notes. As with all Kickstarter campaigns, will only be running for a short time, so please visit in the next few days to lend your support if you can. Thanks for listening, everyone.